Welcome back to Sports Day. Great to have your company. And we finish off with Green to Green. Thanks to Barrett O'Day, because the little things are everything. And Ken Pride, who is the Bowls WA CEO, that I'm sure is still celebrating on the back of Christina Kristic winning a gold medal at the Commonwealth Games. Kenny, great result, mate. Welcome.
Thanks, Carl. Yeah, absolutely. I think last time we spoke, we were thinking, you know, can we actually get a gold in the Northern Hemisphere? Never done that before in bowls. So for our own girl, Christina, to go up in the pairs was something special indeed.
Is she back yet? Have you had a celebration? Will you have something to honour her if she returns in the short term?
Yeah, we will, Mark. We'll do it in concert with Manning, her club. She's actually having a nice break back in about a week or week and a half. Went back to Croatia, back to the family, and I'm sure she's flashing that gold medal around somewhere up there as we speak.
Very jealous, Croatia, this time of the year. I'm told it's absolutely magnificent. Closer to home, the Australian indoor singles. Tweed Heads, not a bad spot either. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, look, fantastic spot. You're right. One of the, probably the largest club, one of two in Australia. Certainly pour some money through that place. Australian Indoors is on, time-honoured event run by Bowls Australia, 64 men and 64 women, which you, in fact, have to qualify from the individual state to play in it. Plenty of decent prize money. All the big boys up there, Aaron Wilson, of course, who of course, now famous for ripping the gear off with winning his Commonwealth Games gold medal. He's up there playing at the moment. And just to show how the vagaries of sport, and particularly bowls, tumbled out in the first round. So you never quite know. You're a feather dust there every now and then. But, yeah, big event up there. Last only WA person to win it, in fact. Carl, you'd know Dennis Katunarich.
Yep.
So the great Dennis won that back in 92. So long time between drinks between a WA person grabbing the Australian indoor.
And finally, Kenny, the Bowls WA race day at Belmont Park. It's getting closer by the day. Should be a ripper and lots of people hopefully getting along.
Yeah, a bit of fun, something a bit different. We caught up with the Racing WA, the Racing Perth guys a couple of months ago and suggested, look, it might be a bad idea in our off-season to have a bit of a race day out there with the Bowls fraternity. So comes around this Saturday, looking forward to it. Six of the races of the nine race card are named after bowlers or something about the Bowls community. The Christina Kristic Grabs Gold is one of the races. So looking forward to a really nice day out there at Belmont Park and get the Bowls fraternity around.
Good on you.
Good afternoon on Saturday with a bit of luck.
Yeah, good luck, mate. Looking forward to that. Thank you very much for joining us tonight here on Sports Day.
All right, boys, not a problem.
Good on you. Ken Pride, who is the Bowls WA CEO. Thanks to Barron O'Day. Don't miss out on the little moments because the little things are everything. Now, that's all we've got time for. It's been a busy night. I'm sure it's going to continue to evolve there at Essendon after that board meeting today. Clarko's reportedly keen. We'll find out the big news on that tomorrow. But coming up straight after the 8 o'clock news that is fast approaching here on 882 6PR, it'll be Todd Johnston with the night shift. He'll take you right through until midnight. His number is the same as ours, 133 882. See you soon.